इसमें कोई दो राय नहीं कि ऑस्ट्रेलिया वासियों को घूमने फिरने का शौक है। दूसरे देशों के बारे में ऑस्ट्रेलियाई आम लोगों तथा सरकारों का नजरिया ज्यादातर भ्रमण और पर्यटन से ही बना है। हाल ही के वर्षों में ऑस्ट्रेलिया से भारत जाने वाले सैलानियों की संख्या में काफी बढ़ोतरी हुई है, पर यह हाल ही की बात है। अगर हम अपने इतिहास में झांक कर देखें तो ऐसा नहीं था। ऑस्ट्रेलिया वासियों को पूर्वी और दक्षिण पूर्वी एशिया के देशों में पर्यटन में ज्यादा दिलचस्पी थी। मोनैश यूनिवर्सिटी के नेशनल सेंटर फॉर ऑस्ट्रेलियन स्टडीज में सीनियर रिसर्च फेलो डॉक्टर एग्निश्का सोबनिश्का के अनुसार इसका मुख्य कारण,
Australians have loved to travel for centuries now, really. But the patterns of mobility became really strong from the 1890s and into the early 20th century. Australia, of course, is very far away from other parts of the world. And as well as coming here for family reasons, Australians like to go back to where they came from. But they also became very curious about other parts of the world. So especially once transport, so shipping and especially aeroplanes became cheaper, Australians took up these modes of transport with great enthusiasm. From the 1960s, they began to travel a lot more to Asia in particular. And even now, you'll find that Australians are per capita the highest spenders of any nationality on international travel. And much of that, roughly half, is to Asia.
परंतु 1960 के दशक में कुछ ऑस्ट्रेलियावासी एक नए अनुभव की तलाश में निकल पड़े भारत की ओर, जिसका नाम पड़ा हिप्पी ट्रेल। 1970 के दशक में तो ऑस्ट्रेलिया से भारत आने वाले नियमित सैलानियों और हिप्पियों के बीच अंतर करना मुश्किल सा हो गया।
When it comes to India, Australians had some contact, of course, through both being part of the British Empire. So previously, shipping, if Australians were going to Europe or to Britain, they'd pass through. Often their ships would stop in India. In terms of tourism, this really became popular in the 1960s, the mid to late 1960s, as part of a broader global discovery of India by young people who were going on the hippie trail. So the hippie trail, in a nutshell, was a way in which young Westerners in their 20s and into their early 30s who weren't necessarily satisfied with how life in the West was looking began to rebel. And so this was the counterculture. And part of the counterculture and part of this rebelling against the European tradition or the Western tradition was to discover the East, to discover Asia. And India became a huge part of this and in many ways was the goal of many travelers when they were going to Asia.
यह हिप्पी ट्रेल नतीजा थी वियतनाम युद्ध से उभर रहे विश्व के उन युवाओं की बेचैनी का जो तब तक की पश्चिमी सभ्यता को बदलने के लिए विद्रोह, आत्म अभिव्यक्ति और मोक्ष की खोज में थे। पश्चिम की भौतिकतावादी दौड़ से तंग आकर यह लोग तलाश में थे एक साधारण और सरल जीवन के। भारत और उसकी प्राचीन सभ्यता इन लोगों के लिए एक रूमानी सपने की तरह थी और इसे बढ़ावा दिया तब के प्रसिद्ध कलाकारों और मार्गदर्शन कराती पुस्तकों ने।
So as part of this counterculture, a huge element of it was this idea of rebellion, of escaping the West. And of course, many Australians didn't necessarily have a very broad knowledge about Indians, about traditional Indian culture or heritage or religion or politics even. So when they set off to go to India, they were going to a place more in their imagination than the actual real India, perhaps in many ways at the time. So they imagined India to be a really radical place that was the opposite of the West. So if the West was boring, India was exciting. If the West was grey and bland, then India was imagined as being full of colour and excitement and just quite this amazing technicolour sort of place. So a lot of it was done in opposition. You know, these are binary ideas that if the West is one thing and the West is bad, then Asia and India are the other thing and that must be good. A lot of the ideas about India were also about personal freedom. So the fact that because you were expected to behave in a certain way in the West, so if you were expected to be respectable, the idea was that in India, perhaps, you could be a little bit more free with your personal behavior, that you could sort of discover new things, that it was much more accepting as a place because it didn't have that conservative Western tradition. So people imagined that they could go to India, they could, you know, sort of find spirituality, but also find new ways of behaving, be a little bit more free.
1960 और 70 के दशक में विश्व के लिए चाहे ही राजनीतिक और सांस्कृतिक रूप से बेहद परिवर्तन वाले थे, पर आम भारतीयों के लिए जीवन, धर्म, परिवार और जाति ही सब कुछ था। अग्निशका मानती हैं कि हिप्पियों के ड्रग्स और व्यभिचारी प्रवृत्ति जो गोवा में देखी जा सकती थी की वजह से आम भारतीय इन्हें संदेह की नजर से देखने लगे।
Because of this idea that they could be a little bit more free when they arrived in India, a lot of these young people, a lot of these hippies began to push the boundaries in India in the same way that they had been pushing back home. And much of this was expressed through taking drugs, through music, and through having sex in different ways that these hippies then took to India and began to practice these, put into practice these ideas. Rebellion of counterculture. So there was a lot of drugs. See that hippies used to, you know, smoke a lot of pot. There was a lot of marijuana being taken. Eventually, it did turn into hard drugs. But this wasn't so much about heroin. It wasn't very much about cocaine. It was about, you know, sitting around having a chat, smoking a joint in that very 1960s sort of way. Similarly with sex, I mean, couples were going that were not married and they were going traveling together. They were checking into rooms together with different names. Perhaps some were meeting each other, and this was especially the case in Goa. Goa became quite famous as a place where hippies would go. They'd have parties, they'd take drugs and often have sex. But the local communities in India, especially around Goa, didn't necessarily agree with this. So obviously traditional families who still believed in traditional values in India were not very kindly inclined to look at these young people. Sort of, to them, they looked like they were going wild, like they were going crazy, and they were very disrespectful to local communities. So locals began to write letters to the paper. And on a smaller scale, locals around Goa in particular began to mobilise against these groups of travellers. Not just Australians, of course. I mean, we must remember that these were from all around the world. But the locals in India began to in Goa particularly, began to mobilise against this. And there are some incidences which, you know, even saw groups of villagers turning to violence, breaking up parties, chasing people away, hitting people, travellers, just to make get their point across that this wasn't acceptable and they didn't want them there.
इसी कारण से आम भारतीयों और ऑस्ट्रेलियाई सैलानियों में एक दूरी सी भी आ गई और भारत के बारे में बंधी मान्यता आने वाले कई वर्षों तक अपना असर दिखाती रही। पर अब शुरू हो गया है एक नए तरीके का टूरिज्म, बैकपैकर्स। पर हम आज भी इंतजार में हैं एक नए दृष्टिकोण के, भारत और ऑस्ट्रेलिया के संबंधों में सैलानियों के योगदान पर।
Well, the fact is, I mean, the hippie trail is over. The hippie trail ended in 1979, and the backpackers that are going now to India, for example, don't often hold the same ideas that the people travelling on the hippie trail did. They're not there for sex. They're not there for drugs. Many of these are young people, students, people just going out into the workforce who are curious about the world and are interested to find out about what India's like, what Indian people are like. They're there to learn very often. They're there to learn about how other people live, and they're interested to engage with these new people. Some are obviously there for fun, but I think a large number of people going to India today are there because they're fascinated, they're interested, and they want to meet some of the locals.